Poetry on the Radio. Today, Paul McGee.
Hairdressers, 1991. The hairdressers were there at the station and greeted us. Nunchuckers in their back pockets in case those blank, blank fascists put the boot in again. Yulia was the girl I'd met on the train. Her boyfriend, a Turkman, stepped forward. A flame eternal on the burner in the kitchen at their hostel. Gas as common as air, but matches scarce just then. Karate poster on the wall. Sockets not earthed. No plugging appliances in. Also at the blank hairdressing academy crashing, Oleg, the friend from Ashgabat, an elevator repairer who had just left his job a month ago for a while, it seemed. It would always be there. There's always a set of stairs you don't want to climb and no lift to repair. And they did all our hair. The time we bust into town, looked up and down the old city like tourists for my visitor's sake, and no one attacked us. Thank God. I don't think I was scared, just stupid in my youth and amused by it. Yulia had an East German set of scissors, the sublime scissors in the Soviet Union of that day, which was cracking up, but people still nurtured each other's best look, went out and loved, would still house a weird stranger, in spite of the racist outside, and by the icon of Bruce Lee, slowly swapped nunchuckers for scissors. Why I remember this now? Each new haircut in their name. I wrote this poem because 30 years ago I was taken in by total strangers at a certain hairdressing academy in the former Soviet Union where I was a student for a year and learnt about the extraordinary generosity of strangers. It's for that particular act of kindness and also for the utopianism that characterised the old Soviet Union amid all variety of cosmonauts, workers of the world and other forms of Iron Curtain kitsch. And also for the way sometimes the simplest things, like touch, are more than anything. Hairdressers, 1991. The hairdressers were there at the station and greeted us. Nunchuckers in their back pockets in case those blank, blank fascists put the boot in again. Yulia was the girl I'd met on the train. Her boyfriend, a Turkman, stepped forward. A flame eternal on the burner in the kitchen at their hostel. Gas as common as air, but matches scarce just then. Karate poster on the wall. Sockets not earthed. No plugging appliances in. Also at the blank hairdressing academy crashing, Oleg, the friend from Ashgabat, an elevator repairer who had just left his job a month ago for a while, it seemed it would always be there. There's always a set of stairs you don't want to climb and no lift to repair. And they did all our hair the time we bust into town, looked up and down the old city like tourists for my visitor's sake. And no one attacked us. Thank God. I don't think I was scared, just stupid in my youth and amused by it. Yulia had an East German set of scissors, the sublime scissors in the Soviet Union of that day, which was cracking up, but people still nurtured each other's best look, went out and loved, would still house a weird stranger in spite of the racist outside, and by the icon of Bruce Lee, slowly swapped nunchuckers for scissors. Why I remember this now, each new haircut in their name.
Today we heard Paul McGee on Poetry on the Radio a production of ArtSound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.